We could survive the wedding, Jewish holidays, Thanksgiving.
Bull.
But no more than 2 days with my mom in the same town.
One or two pillows?
Two. We won't get the money and you'll get deported.
Why will I get deported?
You don't know my mom and she is on to something.
She's not onto something. We'll convince her to give us the money. Your brother got it right away when he got married. And in the worst scenario, we tell her the truth.
The truth? Peppa, when I was a kid, my mom would tell me, I'd rather have a disabled boy than a homosexual.
Wow. I'm so sorry about that.
I don't know how you lured me into this.
Okay. Sometimes we have to do what we have to do to survive. Look at Rabbi Allen. This is a crazy coincidence, but I know he likes something else besides Serrano ham.
What are you talking about?
Look at this photo. Mm-hmm. That's him, and he's kissing the husband of one of my clients at the hair salon. Do you remember at the wedding I told you he looks kind of familiar? That's him.
Oh my gosh. I've known Rabbi Allen my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my mom's distant cousins.
If the Rabbi Allen can fool your mother, so can we.
I don't know, Peppa. Maybe I should just go back to my lawyer job.
No, you're a shoemaker like your grandfather. You worked so hard for this.
If my mom only knew that everything started because of him, she worships him.
And she will worship you too. Okay. My. I don't know who the father is.
What? Were you in a dark room? You don't know who the father is?
Mm-mm. Ah, Mama.
Even how you get knocked up is a mystery. How many did you fuck?
Mama.
Ni mama ni momo. How many?
I don't remember.
So you drink alcohol?
It was my birthday. I was heartbroken. I risk it, okay? It doesn't happen all the time.
When in the hell are you going to understand that you have a disease? Some people have diabetes. You have a genetic predisposition to blacking out.
I know.
It runs in the family. Your Uncle Pepe has it. Your cousin Manolo has it. Your grandmother Rocio. Oh, my God. The father could be anyone. A terrorist, a priest, a politician.
Don't be so dramatic.
And what about your husband?
Ben is gay.
My son-in-law is maricón.
Mama, don't talk like that. Ben is like my family here. And when I got pregnant, I didn't know what to do. I was illegal. I didn't have a medical insurance. And we...
In Sevilla, you have a job. You have
Mama, let me talk, please. Benjamin's grandmother passed away and left him inheritance money that he can only tap into it if he marries and have a family. So it works both ways. And I didn't want to get you involved because you make things so complicated.
So you killed me.
Sorry, just for a little bit.
Until you know you could both end up in jail.
We thought through everything.
No, Peppa, this is not one of your stories that you can write and rewrite. This one can have serious consequences for all of you. We should go back to Spain together tomorrow.
Don't tell me that again.
The writing career is impossible, and you'll need to feed two mouths soon, and the baby won't survive on bananas.
Really? She's gonna use the baby to attack my career
again? In 5 years, nothing has happened, and in Sevilla, you have a hair salon waiting for you. You can keep your hobby, but...
It's not a hobby.
So what is it then? Because a job is when you get paid. And you make $0 with your mysteries.
I'm not going back to Sevilla. And much less to work in your hair salon. And if it's that way you came here, you should leave.
I made torrijas. Give me a kiss, Anda. No more fights.
No more fights. Mama. Even, you have to try this. This is a Spanish French toast. A ver. Oh, qué rico.
Delicious.
What are you up to here? Uy, is that photo from the night of?
Mm-hmm.
Joder, it looks like the United Nations.
Everyone is gay or married, except him, his brother.
He's married. Casado. Oh, Jean-Paul again.
I've been waiting for his call for 8 months, so he can wait a couple of days. Come on, let's focus on the pictures. Can you put the next one up, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, next, go. Wait, can you stop there? What am I doing on that photo? Can you zoom in?
It looks like you're stealing a beer. I wonder if the bartender caught you.
The bartender? We need to talk to him. He's a potential witness.
Or a suspect. You seem close in this one.
I'm only kissing his sexy cheeks. I know, and he looks like Obama with a mustache.
A mustache? Your perdition?
What a waste that you don't remember.
Write it down. He's our first official suspect.
Okay.
Oh, let's see here. Is that? No. Yes, that's Noriko's brother.
Niña, how are you doing sitting on the pianist's lap?
Mama, you're not helping. A ver, is he a lefty?
Let me check.
He doesn't have a mustache, though.
Aha, I found him. Tadashi Murakami explains the difference between a right-handed piano and his left-handed piano.
Does Noriko still live upstairs?
Yep.
Who is the midget behind the pianist?
Mama, you don't say midget, you say little person.
Oh, okay. Who is he?
I don't know. Do you know him, Ben?
No idea. Wait, look, here he is again.
Oh, but he's in the background, maybe he was just at the bar.
In Spain, a bride-to-be got knocked up by a little person, a stripper.
Mama.
Sorry, but it's true. I read it in the paper. A little person, a stripper, knocked up a bride on her bachelorette party, and she had a dwarf son and had to confess. And when the doctors did a genetic test, they found out the father was not the father.
Mama, you're not helping. If you're going to stay here, zip it, please. Ben, can you zoom? Can you zoom in his leather jacket?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that? It's a pin. Oh, my God. That's the symbol for my dream.
What is happening?
I tell you later, Mama. I get it. I thought that meant fear of not living with Jean-Paul, but maybe my subconscious is telling me that it's related to that night.
I'm lost.
The dream I told you yesterday, remember? With the train and, you know, that thing in the front that was like a symbol that I showed you the scribbles.
It's a bird looking backwards?
Yes!
Is the little person the father?
Thank you, Barry and Jaffa. It's a lovely creep. Very dark, maybe a little bit dark, but I love it.
Our pleasure, dear Peppa. Even though it's bad luck to buy something for the baby before his arrival, I couldn't resist. Benjamin, think of a restaurant for lunch. My treat. Excuse me, I need to use the restroom. Barry, come with me. I need your help.
What for?
Come.
Ben, I don't want to go for lunch.
Here, Peppa, the receipt. I don't like it much either.
Barry!
Carmen! What are you doing?
Peppa is hiding something. I can smell it from miles away, and I am going to prove it. What? What's that? Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
It's coming from here.
Jaffa, you shouldn't go through their mail.
Peppa's change of address mail? Yes! What? Did you hear that?
No, yes. I think it comes from the closet.
Here you are.
Oh, you scared us, Benjamin.
Sorry, didn't mean to.
Did you decide where we're going?
You know, I totally forgot we signed up for these expensive childbirth classes, so we can't go.
Yeah, sorry.
Let them be, Jaffa. They're on their honeymoon.
But Sabbath tomorrow at Betsy's. I'm cooking brisket. No excuses.
We'll be there. What can we bring?
Matilda. I could use some help. Where is she, by the way?
It's her day off. Yes. Okay. Bye. See you. Thank you for the creep. Ciao.
Oh, my God.
Mama, you can come out of the closet. Come on.
I want a cut off the money.